Attention drivers, is your vehicle sitting empty? Start making more money today. Deliver packages for Quick Delivery Service. Email drive@quickdelivery.com. That's drive@quickdelivery.com. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Dealer for details. Find new roads.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
A handoff for Carter. Gets inside. Goes up with the right-hand shot. No. Got his own rebound. And just hammered down the follow. Grayson Allen the lob. Carter the finish. Allen off of a screen. Double team comes. A lot of contact. No foul called. Cross court look. Finds Carter along the baseline. Goes in on Bamba. Faces up. Spins to the left. Bakes it up and in.
That's the voice of Duke basketball and other Duke sports. It sounds strange to say that, having just assumed I would hear the tones of Bob Harris for lo these many years. But this is the man that replaced the legend, David Shumate. Duke play-by-play guys on Twitter, at David Shumate, and he joins the Bernstein and McKnight show. Now, David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, our pleasure. This is the question I have. What would we be saying about Wendell Carter Jr. if Marvin Bagley III went to a different college? If he was never there, how would we be talking about Carter?
I think he'd be, well, take it first from the collegiate angle. You'd probably be talking about the ACC player and rookie of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that, just because of the sheer touches, additional touches he would have gotten in the post in his collegiate career, and the scoring numbers would have been through the roof. I mean, I think the potential is there. Those guys obviously played off of each other. But I think in terms of like the type of player he is, I think fairly similar things would be being said about, you know, the skill set he brings. He's a different rebounder than Bagley was here at Duke. He's more of a guy who wants to go in and be physical and mix it up. Obviously, he's developed his face-up game. He can play with his back to the basket. But I think in terms of like where he measures out, in terms of like where he would have gone in the draft, I think the range probably would have been fairly similar, but I think his college accolades, the list would have been a little longer.
What among his skills would be more developed at this point?
I mean, I think in terms of a rebounder and then a guy who can go inside and score. Coach K has talked about when he came to Duke, he worked on his face-up game, can obviously score with his back to his basket, but he's a guy who, to me, is a natural rebounder and a worker inside. That's his most developed asset, and he's also a great rim protector. Those were the two biggest things that would jump out as an elite level when you watched him play. He's a guy who can go in and mix it up, dominate physically with the size that he has, but also can protect the rim. At times, he can deal with foul trouble because he seeks out that contact, but also because of that, he's become a pretty adept finisher at the rim through contact. So, just his work in and around the basket, I would say his most refined area. An area that I saw grow a lot while he was here was his ability to step out and hit a jump shot. He was always a good three-point shooter throughout the year, but the mid-range jump shot, I think, developed as the year went along. So that'll be interesting to see how that develops even more so as he gets into the NBA.
Now you mentioned rim protection, something else that NBA scouts talk about a lot in the above-the-rim game is lob catching. And they look in offenses and they say, because of these wing ball screens, then who is your lob catcher? Is that a polished skill of his?
Oh, yeah. No question. Duke can fly in from just about any angle and has great hands. Great on a catch, strong with the finish. One of those, like I said, can finish through contact even on alley-oop attempts and stuff like that. Yeah, and he finds his way into space to make those catches. You heard a couple of them as we began the conversation. He has a good sense of, depending on who's running the point, where they're coming down the floor, how to space the floor to make sure he gets a clean run at the basket. That was a huge part of Duke's offense at times because they had a couple of really good three-point shooters, so every now and then they'd see zone. And they had to, a lot of times their offense at the end of the year was just throwing it over the top to Carter and Bagley, and that was very productive for them along the back line.
What do you think we'll be saying about him a year from now here in Chicago?
I think you'll be talking about his basketball IQ. I mean, I think it's easy this time of year to get lost into the physical attributes and how do they make up. And one of the things that I was really impressed by him here was how contemplative he was, how he thought through the game. Even in conversations I would have with him, he was definitely a thinker and processing things and not just going out there and working on the physical attributes of the game. So I think as you guys get to know him better, you'll learn how intelligent he is, how he thinks through the game, and how that impacts how he plays the game, particularly when you watch him off the ball.
What's he like off the court? He seems like a very nice young man, and I know he's written for the Players Tribune about his upbringing and the role his father has played. The teams are big on character. It's one thing I don't know if you noticed this too. It seemed like there were so many very gentlemanly guys last night. Even for people as young as they are, a lot of polish on these kids.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, I guess Trae Young rocked the shorts, but everyone else was kind of more
more traditional.
I think you're right that these guys are smart, cerebral. Obviously, you know the Duke guys better than some of the other guys in the draft. But yeah, I would say Wendell is someone who's, to me, one of those glue guys that can bring a team together. That was always what I thought of him. He was maybe a little bit more reserved, but had a great sense of humor, always had that smile on and could kind of diffuse a situation if it was getting tense or if someone was getting frustrated out on the practice court. Whatever they have going, he could, you know, throw a quick joke out there, lighten the mood, make it easier for everybody to be around. I mean, look, when Marvin Bagley III reclassified last summer, you know, there were some challenges to work through. Obviously, you're bringing another tremendous scorer and a lot of talent into the mix, but how is that going to work in terms of a team? And I think Wendell deserves a ton of credit that, you know, he and Marvin were able to blend and work off of each other instead of that being a point of tension, which it very could have easily been in certain situations. But I thought those two worked well together, and I think that speaks to Carter and his willingness to do what's necessary for the team to win. That's an attribute of his that I really like. On any given night, yeah, he can go score. He can go get his 20 and 10, but he can also do the things to help you to win and still impact the game and not go, you know, quiet or disappear if he's not doing the scoring that night. He'll go get the rebounds. He'll go block the shots. He'll get the stop that you need on the defensive end of the floor. He's one of those guys that can do just about everything and doesn't shut down if it's not his night to go score, if that makes sense.
When you say glue guy, sometimes that's code for just a guy. He's just another guy, but a good guy. Is he going to be more than that in the NBA? Is he going to be more than just a guy in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. When I say glue guy, I'm thinking of like a leader and a consensus builder on the team.
I understand that. Yeah. It's just fans hear that, they sort of go, okay, he's just going to be one of those guys.
No, I think the way that he can control the glass and control the game from that aspect, I don't think can really be overshadowed, the way that he can basically control the tempo of the game because you're one and done. You can't get a rebound when he's in the post, and he can dominate the game from that aspect of things. And as I said, protect the rim, which changes the whole way that you have to approach things offensively when you're down on that end of the floor. And then his ability to get inside and create havoc. I mean, we've heard the play against Bamba at the very outset when Duke played Texas, not to get in the weeds of Duke season, but they were down 15-20 in the second half of that game and were really able to come back because of the presence of Carter in the post, getting guys like Bamba in foul trouble and impacting the game that way, because the only way you can defend him is really through physical contact. So he's a guy who can really take over in the post with his individual game if he needs to as well.
I've got kind of a strange question for you. When you broadcast Duke basketball, are you up in the nest at Cameron Indoor Stadium or are you on the floor?
At home, we're up in the nest. This year's actually odd. We were actually in the corner. They were doing renovations, but yeah, we're up high at home, and then obviously on the road, we're on the floor, either next to the team bench or down across from the team benches. Typical setup.
And the reason I ask that is my experience broadcasting from there for my 4 years as a student broadcaster, and then, you know, coming back there doing games with DePaul, et cetera, it's not a good angle for scouting. That's why scouts hate to sit up high generally, because it changes the way you see height. And it changes the way you see above the rim play.
And I always wondered if you had a better look when you're on the road, when you do have that lower angle, you get a different appreciation from the scouting perspective when you actually can better see height differential. Do you understand what I'm getting at? I just personally, I always found it, you can call the game, but it's really hard to notice like NBA style attributes or where people are relative to the rim and relative to each other height wise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm by no means a scout, but I would say that when you're on the floor, there's, like you said, the things that you can truly appreciate much better are the speed of the game, guys' short space quickness, the way they can play above the rim, the way they can use the height to their advantage. But to me, there are things that you can notice being up top that you can't down low. And we talked about earlier how a player operates off the ball. I feel like you can see that a little bit better up top, how they space the floor. We talked about, you know, on a lob play, how they create their angles to run to the rim, how they can work off of a screen and things like that. So there are things that you can see up top in terms of how a player, at least in my opinion, how they think through the game that are difficult to see from down low. But in terms of speed, athleticism, raw ability, that's where I think those are much more easy to judge down at the floor level.
David, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. There's a lot of valuable information on the new Chicago Bulls, so thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
That is David Shumate, Duke play-by-play man.
Know what else you can't see from up high? How big the player's mom's hands and feet are.
It's funny you bring that up. Because
I know, that was a Jerry thing, was sitting down low.
No, the Jerry thing, not too low, though.
No, he wanted to be about 20 rows up.
He, you know why? He needed to be close, as low as he could get while still able to see the player's feet. That was critical to him. And when I used to do PR in the CBA, his office would call, and I knew when he was coming to scout players, and I remembered, he had his own seat. I reserved a seat for him. And I came up to him, and he'd get there, and I'd personally kind of say, you're right, can you see that? And I said, can you see their feet? And you're, what do you ask? Why do you ask me that? Of course, right? And I said, well, because I remember reading a quote from you.
I never said that.
Where you said you needed to see players' feet. I guess I did. Yeah, I guess. Okay, well, thanks. Hey, I appreciate that. So, and first of all, he's like mad that somebody knew. The first response was, how did somebody know that? And then he's like, well, you were quoted. It's a Sports Illustrated story, I think. It's like, you said that specifically. And the writer said, okay.
Plus, you could see him in any NBA arena or any college arena, and he was in the same place.
I know, it's always in the same place. Yeah, the other thing I remember saying, I told him this later, years later. Remember the Bulls Wives cookbook that they put out?
No.
And Jerry's wife had this like meatless lasagna. And I mentioned something to him, and I said, you know, I saw the cookbook. I said, so do you really recommend your wife's meatless lasagna? And it gives me this look. And I'm like, let me guess. I said, let me guess. It's way better filled with meat. I didn't say that. But I got you, though. I got you. We're good.
I had lunch with him several times in 98, and watching him eat was kind of like watching you eat. Dude. I mean, you know, I've seen you eat a salad. It's just inhaling. Yeah. You don't taste anything. You just shovel
it. Oh, I taste every bit.
And he was the same way.
Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times, the Devil's Advocate. He goes to the Devil's Advocate Center. He's going to join us, and we'll get his thoughts ahead of John Paxson at 10:30. We are just packed today on the Bernstein McKnight Show. We are going to do the Midday Midway. We are going to have Joe Madden joining us also at noon, but we are just jam-packed. Draft stuff, Cubs stuff, it is all right here for you on The Score.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have made their first round pick in the 2018 NBA Draft.
And now, with the seventh pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Wendell Carter Jr. from Duke University.
Keep it here as all our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
For details.
You know that feeling when you go to get your razor blade cartridges and the person comes over and unlocks the thing? You're like, yep, that's my brand. This costs how much? Oh my God. Yeah, it really, it's ridiculous. But it doesn't have to be, because you can take advantage of this opportunity at Harry's.com. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with the code Chicago at Harry's.com. It's their five-blade razor, their weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And the founders of Harry's, they were tired for paying up for razors, overpriced, overdesigned, so they optimized it. And they give you everything you need and nothing more. And they got rid of the upcharges. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each, which is less than half the price of some of this, the fancy schmancy cheapo stuff you end up buying. There's 100% quality guarantee, and Harry stands behind the quality of their product. You don't love the shave, you let them know, they'll give you a full refund. And this is important, there's no subscription required, so don't get them confused with some other online brands where there's a forced subscription. Harry's lets you resupply however you want. You can do auto refills if you want, but you can also buy one-off a la carte. You check this out, you're not going to go back to your regular store-bought stuff because it's just too good. They've made this the way it should be and at a price you can't beat. For a limited time only, Harry's has this special offer. Because you're listening, you get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Chicago at Harry's.com. That means you get the starter set that comes with the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all just $3 and free shipping when you use the code Chicago at Harry's.com. So join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Go to checkout, claim your offer. Make sure you use the code Chicago.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Mitch contacted the nation's largest online lender, obsessed with their Rocket for a VA mortgage, but was overwhelmed by their ridiculously high closing costs. So he called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg secured Mitch a lower rate with substantially lowered closing costs. When securing a VA loan, you can contact the largest online lender who finances the millions of dollars promoting their Rocket through higher rates and closing costs. Or you can call a trusted local lender who values the sacrifices you made for our country and has substantially lower closing costs and interest rates, because guess what? We don't have a Rocket.
Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
When I was an FBI agent, I was aware of home title fraud. There was little we could do to stop it. Now there's Home Title Lock.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare. I didn't have Home Title Lock then, but you bet I have it now.
Your home's title is online, where